and welcome to the Metals, Money, and Markets Weekly, brought to you by Mining Stock Daily, with exclusive syndication at kitco.com. I'm your host, Trevor Hall, and joining me to recap this week's numbers is the mercenary geologist, Mickey Fulp.
Well, Mickey, good to join you once again this Friday for the Metals, Money, and Markets Weekly. And it's crazy to think about it, but the coronavirus, of all things, has brought volatility to the markets once again.
And gold was very positive on safe haven demand because of that in a very much risk-off environment. Gold closed up at $1,587 for a 16% gain. Otherwise, there's blood in the streets, Trevor, and there's lots of red on our board. Despite gold's rise, silver could not keep up. It lost 8 cents to close at a flat $18. The PGMs, platinum and palladium, both had big sell-offs. Platinum lost almost $50 to close at $9.56 for a 5% loss. Palladium also had a bad week, closed at $21.93, lost $106 on the week for a 4.5% loss. But it went on and on. The big loser was copper. It lost 17 cents, Trevor, a 6% loss, closed at $2.54. It's just been in free fall. BDI, Baltic Dry Index, is at its low since Q1 of 2016 when we had the commodities crash. Not only that, but copper has huge spreads with a front month and backwardation well over 3 cents. And although copper is oversold, I think it could go lower. But I'll come in right now and say there's probably going to be a floor about 250. If it breaks that floor, look out below.
That's crazy. I mean, Mickey, I mean, I think that's what 13 straight days of in the red for copper, from what I saw.
Yeah, just about that. And I also want to talk about the precious metal ratios. Gold, silver on the rise again, closed well above 88. Platinum to gold at an all-time low of 0.60, and platinum to palladium for the third week in a row at an all-time low of 0.44.
Yeah, all that's the one that surprised me there, Mickey, is actually silver. I'm kind of surprised silver was down, but I guess that's the industrial component to the whole thing.
It's never been much of a safe haven. It will follow gold sometimes.
Yeah. All right, let's move over to energy, because oil is that was in the red too. I mean, that's what, 4 straight weeks in the red.
Yeah, oil's down 15% on the year. Besides the fact that we always have too much oil, and we have had for a long, long time, this virus fear has just wrecked havoc on the market. Rigs were minus 4 on the week. Production, U.S., still at an all-time record high of 13 million barrels a day. Inventories rising, plus 3.6 million barrels. That weighed on the market, too. And imports have stabilized in 2020 at 6.6 million barrels per day. Really, the fear is this virus, which is significant in one province of China, will project out as little growth in demand for copper and oil and iron ore. And that is very much affecting markets. One thing I'd like to mention is gasoline stocks in the U.S. are not only at a seasonal high with 260 million barrels, that's at least a 6-year high, which is as far back as I have data on that. That said, oil closed at $51.61 for 5% loss. And then we have uranium. Arg. Kind of reminds me, it actually gained a dime this week, and I'm sitting there thinking of an old Boz Scaggs song. If you don't know it, you ought to go and listen to it, and it's called "Brother, Can You Spare a Dime?"
All right. Well,
that was back, Trevor, when it cost a dime to make a phone call from a payphone.
What's a payphone, Mickey? You never, just, I'm not that young. I remember those. All right, let's move over to the money section.
Actually, because I saw a bunch of them in the San Francisco airport when I came through on my way home last week.
That's because
they still exist.
That's because they're retro, Mickey. It's for ambiance.
Well, it can be argued that parts of that San Francisco airport are pretty third world, I got to tell you.
Absolutely. All right, moving over to money, because the dollar had its first loss in, it looks like, 5 weeks since the beginning of the year.
Yeah, it was off a bit, not that much. Closed at 97.38 for a 0.5% loss. Euro, of course, was up a 0.5%, closed at 110.09. The big news, I think, from financial markets, of course, the Fed didn't raise rates or lower rates. No one expected them to do anything, and they did absolutely nothing. But the 10-year Treasury closed at less than 1.5% today. Interest rate, that's the first time since October, and the yield curve went negative today after being flat for most of the week. Meanwhile, the loonie had another really bad week. Geez, it's lost a penny and a half over the last month. It closed at 0.7557.
Yeah. All right, moving over to markets, we have the second straight week of losses, but this week, boy, it was choppy there for a while, but it really sold off today.
Well, it really did, and you got it exactly right. It sold off all day today. The Dow and the S&P 500 both have sold off 3 to 4% over the last couple of weeks, as did NASDAQ. But let's go through the numbers. Dow 28,256, down 2.5%. S&P 500 32,25, down 2%. NASDAQ down 1.8% at 91.51. Really, the flu fears, and this is a flu, and so far it's almost entirely restricted to a province of southern China. It has negated 2019 GDP at 2.3%, unemployment down, inflation at a low 1.6%, and not only that, but some good earnings, all trumped by flu fears. The VIX went crazy this week, or relatively crazy, finishing the upper teens, greater than 19 today. I must say it right now, this U.S. stock market complex is way overbought, and I think this could be the catalyst for a correction. So I'm looking for some more losses, 10% or more from the highs a couple of weeks ago.
Well, we knew it had to come sometime. We just didn't know in what form, right? So,
well, you never know what's going to be the catalyst,
right,
but
right.
And sometimes they can be minor catalysts. I'm still confident that this is going to blow over like SARS and MERS and the Ebola crisis and the Hong Kong bird flu, and it just goes on and on. The world always seems to overreact. We'll see how this plays out.
Well, we
it is a flu, and it's caused by a mutation of a common cold virus. So, problem right now, no one understands it. And so the U.S. is being proactive, just put quarantines on a bunch of people coming in from China, and restricting travel to China. So we're in for some more turmoil here for at least a couple more weeks.
Well, we went through the numbers in the U.S. How about our friends up in Toronto on the Venture Exchange, Mickey?
Well, the Toronto Index, Venture Exchange Index, remains in nowhere land. It was down Monday, but it's been more or less flat since then, probably because of a rise in gold price. Close at 575, down 1% on the week. This becomes buying and selling opportunities. The good stocks, I actually sold a couple of positions that were way up this week. If this continues, then it becomes buying opportunities.
All right. Well, Mickey, it was quite the week this week, but what do we need to pay attention to next week?
Well, we got the monthly jobs report. We've got Chinese PMI for December. Now, it will not be affected by this virus, but that index turned positive a couple of months ago, greater than 50, so we would expect that again. And finally, if Bernie wins in Iowa, that's going to exacerbate the sell-off in the U.S. equities markets.
I'll be in Vegas Monday night, so maybe I'll put some money down on something. What do you think?
I'd be putting money down on the Super Bowl myself.
Well, that's on Sunday, not Monday. I'm in Vegas on Monday.
Oh, okay. Well,
on the Iowa caucus. New Mexico, put some money on the Iowa caucus.
Okay.
All right, Mickey. I'll leave
betting on politics to you and the British. Okay. How's that sound?
That sounds good. Well, have yourself a great week, Mickey. Look forward to catching up with you next Friday.
All right. Thanks a lot, Trevor.
That's it for today's recap on the Metals, Money, and Markets Weekly. You can catch up on resource sector news every morning on Mining Stock Daily. Watch, listen, and read Mickey's work at mercenarygeologist.com and tune into this show over the weekend at kitco.com. Thanks, Mickey, and thanks as always to our loyal listeners.